The first thing I do when I get back to the down under is backflap on my bed and stare up at the ceiling while my brain goes, "You idiot. Now the gangbangers will be after you. You're toast. You moron, toast." The down under is this room in the basement with cheesy paneling and an old rug that smells like low tide. Not that I'm complaining. The down under is my very own place, my hidey hole from the big bad world. My grandmother wants me to move upstairs, into the light of day, she says. But I tried that for a while, and thanks, but no thanks. If things get really bad, I can still crawl under the bed and just veg out until my brain starts working again. There's all kinds of books and games and junk lying around, but I'm not really in the mood. All I want to do is stare up at the ceiling and try to figure out why a scrawny girl would make such a big deal out of an old miner's helmet. I mean, she really went ballistic over it, right? Totally bonkers. Maxwell, are you there? That's Graham, who raised me ever since my mom died. She's calling down from the cellar stairs, like she always does. Just checking to see I'm not doing something stupid, like making my own firecrackers, which I don't do anymore since we had that small explosion. Really small. But I guess it sounded pretty bad from upstairs. "Supper's almost ready," she calls out in her cheery grandma voice. "Your favorite, spaghetti and meatballs." That hasn't been my favorite for about 5 years, but I haven't got the heart to tell Graham because she tries so hard. She and Grim are old and out of it. They're my grandparents, my mother's people, but they're okay most of the time. Grim still has this way of looking at me sideways, like he can't believe his poor dead daughter gave birth to this huge beast of a boy. Monster Max, the thing in the cellar. But mostly, he's a pretty neat old dude. If you don't mind hearing stories about the war for the umpteenth time, and how when he was a lad, the grass was greener, and the air was cleaner, and nobody wore t-shirts with rude words on them. No bad t-shirts back then, I say. Just those yellow stars they pinned on 6 million people who got sent to the gas chambers. And he'll shake his head and say, "I give up. The boy reads too many books. Like he's been testing me, and I passed. Because once upon a time, I couldn't read worth beans. And like he says, my brain is now this big sponge that soaks stuff up. And he's still kind of surprised I'm not as stupid as I used to be." Of course, if Grim knew I'd been messing around with a gangbanger, he'd figure I really was retarded after all.